Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. Awful weekend for the San Diego Padres. They lose 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals as this franchise tumbles towards last place. Right-hander Jordan Zimmermann took a perfect game into the sixth inning. He finished with a 12-strikeout, 2-hit shutout. Padres get shut out for the second time this weekend. They've lost 8 of their last 11 at Petco Park. The team is now 28-35. Ian Desmond crashed a 2-run home run difference maker in that game. Manager Bud Black, visibly upset, terse answers into questions. Post-game press conference yesterday over the collapse of his team. Since last Sunday, the Padres collectively hitting 122. Elsewhere, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies 6-1. Matt Kemp with a 2-run triple. Hanley Ramirez with a home run. But the bigger story, the Dodgers over the weekend losing Yasiel Puig and D. Gordon, their two hottest hitters, lost them in consecutive innings on Saturday. Hip injuries. Angels beat the White Sox. Josh Hamilton back off the DL. RBI single and a 2-run double. Meanwhile, the Giants knocked out the New York Mets. Gregor Blanco with 3 ribbies. Bruce Bochy's team has won 10 of 12. The Giants have a baseball best 42-21 record. Arizona over Atlanta. Kirk Gibson may be fighting for his job. His team is responding. The Diamondbacks, after an 8-22 start, have won 10 of their last 15. Oakland bombed Baltimore 11-1, a second bench-clearing incident involving Manny Machado, the Orioles' third baseman, in a 3-day span. Seattle shuts out Tampa Bay. The Rays have lost 12 of 13. They're in a state of collapse because of injuries to their pitching staff. And the Yankees lost again in Kansas City. Yankees have dropped 6 of their last 8. Red Sox hitting coach Greg Colburn will remain hospitalized for at least the next week. He's in the Cleveland Clinic after going emergency surgery for bleeding on the brain. Texas, just ravaged by injuries, has now lost their first baseman, Mitch Moreland. He's going to be gone 3 months, surgery, fractured ankle. Pirates, a big setback. The ace of their staff, Garrett Cole, goes on the disabled list. He's got shoulder tendonitis. And the Minnesota Twins, in a surprise, have won the bidding battle to sign free agent Kendrys Morales. Morales hit 23 home runs last year in Seattle. He was a free agent who did not sign because first-round draft pick compensation would have been attached to any team he goes to. Now that they're beyond the draft, he could sign without compensation. Minnesota outbid the Yankees, the Orioles, Texas, and the Twins to sign him. NBA basketball, the Miami Heat have taken home court advantage away from the San Antonio Spurs. LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade hit big shots in the final 47 seconds. Series tied 1-1 now, going back to South Beach. Utah Jazz have hired Quinn Snyder, former Missouri basketball coach, as their head coach. Snyder had currently been an assistant with the Atlanta Hawks. Cleveland searching for a head coach in a strange move, interviewing Dave Blatt. He's an international coach who's in Tel Aviv, Israel. Memphis Grizzlies guard James Johnson arrested an ugly domestic abuse case over the weekend, slapped his wife, and then tried to choke her. NBA has approved a clause in the sale of the LA Clippers. Donald Sterling will get $2 billion as part of the deal. A transaction, though, takes place in which Shelley Sterling, the wife, will get a $200 million grant to create a foundation to help inner-city kids. The NBA has signed off on that. In hockey, it doesn't get any better than this. Game 3 NHL playoff series, Madison Square Garden tonight. The LA Kings, who have twice come from 2-goal deficits to win games 1 and 2, try to make it 3 in a row. Rangers are shell-shocked, including their goaltender Henrik Lundqvist, having blown these leads in these playoff games. And a weird weekend in Pittsburgh. Hours after the Penguins hired Jim Rutherford as the new general manager, he's the former GM in Carolina, he turned around and fired coach Dan Bylsma 21 days after the season ended. In football, the NFL reportedly is considering major sanction against Colts owner Jim Irsay, a $1 million fine and at least an 8-game suspension for his DUI arrest and possession of $29,000 in illegal prescriptions. In Philadelphia, ex-Eagle wide receiver DeSean Jackson, who's now a Washington Redskin, is given a deposition in which says he does not owe former agent Drew Rosenhaus $519,000. Rosenhaus is suing for the return of the money. DeSean Jackson said it was a bonus or a bribe for Jackson signing to have Rosenhaus represent him. Weird story in Dallas involving guess who? Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys. Evidently, the Cowboys have been in contact with the agent representing jailed defensive tackle Josh Brent. Brent is about to be released from prison after his conviction on a drunk driving manslaughter case that killed a teammate 2 years ago. Cowboys say they're willing to bring him back. Pac-12 Conference says it's going to do something different. They want more of their games on TV on their own network. Pac-12 has announced they're going to play college football games on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. They want to lessen the number of games that are played under the lights. What a weekend around the globe. Rafael Nadal wins the French Open tennis tournament for the fifth time in a row. Maria Sharapova won on the clay courts on the women's side. NASCAR Dale Earnhardt passed Brad Keselowski with the two laps to go to win the Pocono 400. Jimmy Johnson was running up front when he got wrecked in the pits by another driver. Indy Texas 600, Ed Carpenter blows by Will Power in a two-lap shootout to win that. Big upset, Formula One Canadian Grand Prix. Dan Ricciardo from Team Red Bull posted a win after the two cars represented by Team Mercedes had problems with their brakes. World Cup soccer, Team USA gets two goals from Jozy Altidore. They win their final tune-up game with Nigeria. Team USA on its way to Brazil. The World Cup in South America starts on Thursday. In the Belmont Stakes, a stunner, California Chrome runs out of gas in the final half mile and finishes a disappointing fourth, does not win the Triple Crown of horse racing. The owner of California Chrome goes public, rips the competitors, indicating too many horses who avoided races one and two in the Triple Crown race showed up to try to ambush California Chrome. He thinks the rules need to be changed. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.